Welcome to Disciplinary Affairs, where fantasy becomes correction. This is a premium adult service. You must be 18 years of age or older to continue. Calls are billed at $3.99 for the first minute and $2.99 for each additional minute. Charges will appear on your phone bill as DA Services LLC. By staying on the line, you certify that you are of legal age and agree to the charges. If you do not agree, please hang up now. Tonight's disciplinarians are waiting just for you to be corrected, scolded, teased, and used. Please make your selection. If you've been a bad boy at work and need to be put in your place by your commanding boss, press 1 for Miss Elizabeth, your strict executive superior who doesn't tolerate failure. If you've been caught cheating on a test and your teacher's had enough, press 2 for Headmistress Valerie, who believes in corporal punishment and extra credit after class. If you're faking sick to get out of the gym and the nurse knows what you really need, press 3 for Nurse Claudia, whose examination methods are unorthodox. If you've broken the law and deserve a sentence you'll never forget, press 4 for Warden Diana, whose cuffs are tight and rules are firm. Make your selection now, and remember, at Disciplinary Affairs, punishment isn't just deserved, it's earned. Well, well, another incompetent little man who can't meet expectations. Good. I've been in need of a new target. You've reached Miss Elizabeth, and I'm here to correct every pathetic failure you've made today. I knew you'd be calling again. You always do, after a long, shameful day. After disappointing me in yet another meeting, you come crawling back here, my private line, my domain. Now, there it is, that soft little disappointment you call a cock. You've been hiding it in that tight suit all day, haven't you? Probably leaking during every presentation. You can't even focus, can you? Every pretty thing in your office, every time they walk past you, sit near you. Filthy little voyeur, always watching, always twitching. Oh, I know, darling. I see the way your eyes drop to their legs or look up at their breasts. The way you shift in your seat, hoping I won't notice your blush. But I always notice. I see every twitch, every glance, every leak. Start stroking your cock. Slow, just the tip. Just like the little office pervert you are. Use 2 fingers. Barely touch it. That's right. You don't deserve your whole hand yet. Not until I say so. You thought you'd climb the ladder. Thought you'd be respected. But look at you now. Panting into your phone like a pathetic, underperforming office pet. Stroking that cock at your desk. Or are you in that sad little apartment again, all alone, half hard, half dressed? Oh, sweetheart, you think I'm here to soothe you? No. I'm here to own you. Pick up the pace. Now, let your breath get messy. I want you to hear yourself. Faster. Tighter grip. Let that burn creep into your thighs. You're already close, aren't you? Already so fucking desperate to come. Stop. Don't move. Hands off your cock. Breathe through it. You're not even 5 minutes in and you're already close. God, you're pathetic. But I love that about you. Look at your hand, still trembling. Look at that drip leaking down your shaft. That's shame, sweetheart. That's mine. Let me guess, you're still throbbing, still aching, still sitting there with your pants half off, cock leaking, cheeks flushed like some guilty teenager caught with his hand in the cookie jar. It's so easy with you. One word from me and your brain turns to mush. Your spine turns to jelly. All that professional swagger. Gone. Just like that. All that bravado replaced by a twitching little bulge in your lap. Touch it again. Slowly. No stroking. Just let your fingers tease it. Barely touch the head. Good boy. You don't come to this line to be pleased. You come to be broken. And I, well, I excel at that. Still with me, pet? Good. Just remember, every second you spend stroking that worthless cock is costing you. $2.99 a minute to be reminded how pathetic you are. Worth every penny, isn't it? Just imagine what the others would think if they knew. All those interns you try to impress. Your manager. That tight-ass finance girl you keep making eye contact with at the copier. What would they say if they saw how quickly you submit to me? Stroking yourself at my command, moaning like a desperate little toy. You are a toy, a well-behaved one, but still replaceable. Now stroke. Medium pace, full grip. Make it wet. Use that mess you leaked earlier. Faster. Good. Now close your eyes. Imagine me leaning over your shoulder at your desk. That silk blouse, pencil skirt, heels clicking just for you. I whisper in your ear. Not here, baby. Wait till later. Wait until I tell you when. And you can't. You feel it building, that raw, helpless pressure. Now, tighten your grip. Fuck your fist for me. Let it build. Let it burn. You're right there, aren't you? About to lose it. So close. Stop. Hands off. Now. Oh. You were right there, weren't you? That was almost pathetic enough to be impressive. Oh, still twitching, still gasping. I can imagine you sitting there, ruined, useless, obedient, exactly the way I like you. You want to come so badly, don't you? You don't get to come, not yet. Not when you're still this sloppy. I need you desperate. I need you broken. And I need you begging. You are connected to disciplinary affairs. Charges apply. By continuing, you confirm you are of legal age. Do you want that release, little office pet? Then get on your knees. No excuses. Get on your knees. Start stroking again. Two fingers only. I want it aching. No more than a whimper. No humping. No thrusting. Just ache. God, look at you, trembling like a pitiful little freak. Two edges in and you're already a mess. You don't even look like a man anymore. Just a whimpering, leaking thing. But that's what you like, isn't it? You need me to strip you down. You need my voice, my judgment, my hand wrapped around your throat, telling you what you really are. Start stroking again, properly this time, full grip. Slow mind. No talking, no whining, just obedience. I want you to edge for me one more time, and I want it to hurt. Feel that tightness in your thighs, that tension in your gut, that desperate little clench every time I say your name. Say it. Say my name. Good boy. Faster now. You're climbing that edge like a desperate little office dog humping a pillow. So needy. So ready to come. So stupid. You're getting close, aren't you? You want to come for me so badly. You think you deserve it. Stop now. Look at you shaking, whimpering, completely ruined again. I could keep you like this for hours. Hard, leaking, denied, tamed. Beg me. Go on. Tell me why I should let you come. Oh, this is no time to be shy. Say it. Out loud. Beg me. Oh, you can definitely do better than that. Still pathetic. But lucky for you, I'm in a generous mood. You've been good for me tonight. You obeyed. You hurt. You ached. And now, I want to watch you fall apart. Stroke again. Grip it like you mean it. I want you fucking your fist like it's your last breath. Harder, faster, that's it. Let it build. Let it choke you. Picture me leaning over your desk, yanking your tie and whispering in your ear, dirty, disgusting, pervert. Everyone around you knows what you are, knows who you are, knows what you talk about with me. Pathetic. Worthless. You're going to come for me right now. Ruined, sloppy, completely owned. Come now. There it is. Look at the mess you've made. You don't even look human anymore. Just some twitching little thing who lives for the sound of my voice. And the best part, you'll call again, you always do. Next time, I might not let you come. Next time, I might keep you edging until you break. Because you don't control anything here. This is my line, my time, my rules. Thank you for calling Disciplinary Affairs. This call will now end. You may hang up or remain on the line for additional charges. Calls are billed at $2.99 per minute. This was a Fantasy Entertainment Service for adults 18 and over.